listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've probably heard these words before. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. It's a beautiful Christian hymn that we've all heard at some point in our lives, most recently performed by President Obama. And you may not know about another government official who has had her hand or hands in that song as well. Dr. Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State and a very gifted pianist, along with Jenny Oakes Baker, an Elias violinist, performed a gorgeous rendition of that hymn together recently in a music video. Their duet is now available on iTunes, and all the proceeds will go to the Wounded Warriors Project. And we are lucky enough to have Jenny in studio with us today. Hi, thanks for being here.
Hello, it's wonderful to be here.
How was this project born?
Well, I performed 3 years ago at a BYU Management Society dinner in Washington, D.C., and I performed Amazing Grace right before Dr. Rice spoke to the group, and I could tell that it was really a meaningful song because she was pretty overcome with emotion as she began to speak and talked about just what a wonderful influence that song had been in her life. And after that, I went and met her, and we had a nice little interchange, and but I didn't think a second thing of it. I gave her my album, Silver Screen Serenade, that my original recording of Amazing Grace is on with orchestra. And then I really didn't think anything of it. But a couple months later, I was actually performing at a Time Out for Women. And as I was performing, a lot of times I get inspiration while I perform, especially sacred music. And as I was performing Amazing Grace, I thought I should really do a music video of the song. It's my favorite piece to perform. And I was racking my brain to think which pianist that I've collaborated with should I invite to perform this with me on a music video. And out of the blue, Condoleezza Rice came to my mind. And I knew she was a pianist, but I never thought anything of doing something like that. But I'm sure it was just inspiration. And I thought, well, we'll ask her. And so I got in contact with her office, her people. And I then had my people coordinate with her people, my people being Shadow Mountain Records, Deseret Book, my record label. And Dr. Rice said she would do it. And so I was super excited, and I thought this will be really, really meaningful and hopefully impactful. And I really feel like the video has been.
So talk to me about that recording day. I mean, that's got to be an interesting shoot, right? Alongside Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, well, with music videos, I don't know how many people are familiar with this, but you make a recording first because you don't do the visual and the audio at the same time because there'd be microphones everywhere and it just wouldn't be very pretty. And so we recorded it in San Francisco a year after I invited her to do it because she's so busy with her schedule. And Sherry Dew actually came to the recording session. Kurt Bester, who wrote the arrangement and produced the track, came, and a number of other people from Deseret Book. And my husband came, and we all got to meet Dr. Rice, and she is so classy, and she's so dignified, and she has such a presence. She's everything you'd imagine she would be, just really someone you can really look up to and be proud to follow. I think she's just a great leader, and I'm grateful for all of her service for this country. And it was really wonderful to record the track with her, and she talked a little bit about how gospel music was so important to her, and she said at the time, I hope we can do this again. And I was like, wow, that would be amazing.
You're like, yes, let's.
Yeah,
let's do
tomorrow.
This again. I just
when
have
can
to
we do it
I
again.
I have to book her in advance by years, so I should already get that going, I guess. So after your first day of recording, did you know, okay, this is going to be good, and this is going to reach a lot of people?
Yeah, it took another year to be able to make the video, so I've just been really patient. Heavenly Father will have a patient Jenny. So it took a year to be able to make the video, and then it's taken a year to get it all ready to go with it. There's some cool visual effects behind us of military and have just the right time to release it. I'm really excited that we released it for Independence Day, and this whole month is kind of a patriotic month, and it's been exciting.
So in the video, you're playing in a really quiet church, and there's historical war footage being projected behind you, right? Mm-hmm. Where was this church?
The church was in San Francisco somewhere overlooking the valley there. It was up in the top of the hills, and I'm rotten with geography in California. I don't know my California geography.
Hey, California's good for me.
I lived on the East Coast for 22 years, so I'm pretty good at the East Coast, but not so good at the West Coast. But it was a beautiful church, and It was a really sweet experience.
So thinking back on wars that we've had, soldiers that you've known, people who have been wounded in war, and also Dr. Rice's experiences in government, how did you guys feel performing this song?
Well, to tell you the truth, when I perform Amazing Grace, I'm truly thinking about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. And so as I was performing it, I'm grateful that we've been able to tie it into our patriotism in our country and sacrifices of others, and I think that's wonderful. But behind that, I think just as important, if not more so, is our faith in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. And so when I perform Amazing Grace, I'm grateful to pay tribute to wounded warriors. That's fabulous. But it's really, for me, a tribute to Jesus Christ. And so that's what I think about, and that's what I'm going to continue to think about. And I'll be grateful that it is touching people, you know, veterans and people that love this nation, and that's wonderful. And that's just an extra little layer. But for me, at the base, the foundation is my faith in Jesus Christ, and I'm so grateful for his atonement and all that he has done for all of us.
How do you feel like this experience has shaped your testimony and helped you grow spiritually?
I just know that Heavenly Father cares about each of us, and I'm just so grateful for the doors he opens for us and leads us along the path that we're supposed to go. And I know that my music has been given to me to build faith in others and help them to feel God's love for them. And this piece is a really powerful way for me to feel God's love for all of his children as I play and to be able to convey that love to them. And so for me, I'm so grateful for this piece that is my very favorite piece to perform. I feel the Spirit so strongly as I play it, and I feel God's love for his children as I play it. And so for me, that I'm so grateful for all of the blessings that God gives us to know that we are his children and he loves us. And when we come unto him, he will guide us and lead us and help us to return to him.
Well, you can check out the video, the collaboration, Amazing Grace, on YouTube, on our Mormon Channel YouTube channel. And what would you hope that people take away from this most when they watch it?
Oh, I hope, you know, it honors patriots and everyone who loves this great country. I hope it reminds them that it was given to us by God and that he has a hand in it and will lead it along as long as we behave ourselves and make good choices as a nation. And I hope they remember God's love and their faith in Jesus Christ.
Well, Jenny Oakes Baker, you are a true talent for sure, and such a neat collaboration. So thank you so much for joining us today. You also, we should mention, have another video with Mormon Channel.
My four children, who are very musical, we're performing Love Is Spoken Here, which is one of my favorite primary songs, and it's such a joy to be able to perform it with my children and feature them in this music video on all of their instruments.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.